Job chapter 33. But now, Job, listen to my speech. Pay attention to all my words. Look, I have opened my mouth. The tongue of my mouth has spoken. My words come from the uprightness of my heart, and that which my lips know, they speak sincerely. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Answer me if you can. Arrange your arguments before me and take your stand. Look, I am the same as you are before God. I too am formed out of the clay. So no fear of me should terrify you, nor should pressure from me be heavy on you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the sound of your words, saying, I am clean, without transgression. I am innocent. There is no iniquity in me. God finds occasions to go against me. He counts me as his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He watches all my paths. But I will answer you. In this you are not right. For God is greater than man. Why do you contend against him, that he will not answer any of man's words? For God speaks once, then twice, though no one realizes it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and terrifies them with warnings, that he may turn a person from his deeds and keep him from pride. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from crossing over death's river. He is chastened with pain on his bed and with continual strife in his bones, so that his life detests bread and his appetite choice food. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones that were unseen now stick out. His soul draws near to the pit, and his life to those who bring death. If there is an angel by his side, one mediator among a thousand, to declare to a person that he is right, then God will be gracious to him and say, Rescue him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Then his flesh will be fresher than a child's. He will return to the days of his youth. He will pray to God, and he will be favorable to him. He will see God's face with joy, and God will repay him for his righteousness. He will sing before men and say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it was not repaid to me. He has redeemed my soul from going down into the pit, and my life will see the light. Indeed, God does all these things, twice, three times with a person, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may see the light of the living. Pay attention, Job, listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I want to justify you. If not, listen to me, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom.